Recorded Books and One Click Digital present When Grace Sings by Kim Vogel Sawyer. Narrated by Elisa Bresnahan. From 2 Corinthians, chapter 12, verse 9. But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Chapter 1, Chicago, Illinois, early September. Briley Forrester. A folded newspaper slammed onto the corner of Briley's desk. His fingers left the keyboard with a jolt, and he sent a scowl in the direction of the person who'd interrupted his focus. He cleared the frown quickly when he recognized his boss. He leaned back in his squeaky chair and forced a light chuckle.
Did you skip your morning coffee, Len? You look a little tense.
Or maybe he needed a hair from the dog that bit him. Len's red, watery eyes and drooping jowls spoke of too much imbibing last night, a habit many of his co-workers practiced, but one Briley had been wise enough to avoid establishing. Aunt Mert had never approved of drunkenness.
What I need is a story that'll break us out of our rut and put us on top again.
Len perched on the edge of Briley's desk. His bald head shone under the harsh fluorescent lights. He folded his arms over the chest of his rumpled plaid shirt and blew out a noisy breath. The man must be bothered. Rarely did he show up to the Real Scoop office in anything other than a crisply ironed shirt and bold tie. He glowered at the newspaper lying half on, half off the desk.
Look at the headline. Look what sells papers these days.